the summer holidays in New Zealand in the early 1960s. I'm squashed in the back seat with my three cousins, and we're singing the Bonnie Bonnie Banks of Loch Lomond on the long drive to visit their Scottish grandparents in Taupo. Singing takes the mind off the threat of car sickness. Later, we fall quiet on the winding road through the bush, and I suppose Robin has her nose in a book, says my uncle. Car sickness didn't trouble me. The scenery was immaterial. I might have been in timeless Devon, gloriously absorbed in the little white horse, or in Tudor London, in the armourer's house. Apparently, a cone of silence descends as I sit with my novel, gravitating to a patch of sunlight when it falls on the chair in our bay window, reading poetry, non-fiction, essays, as stimulating and satisfying as they are, doesn't have quite the same immobilising effect. Recently, I read my way through Elizabeth Jane Howard's Cazalet Chronicles, two from the local library, one from a charity shop, two borrowed from a friend. Waiting for them to become available was part of the pleasure. Knowing I had that treat in store at bedtime was another. Luckily, my husband is also a compulsive night reader. Have my reading habits changed over 50 years? Well, I don't read with a pencil in hand, ready to put a tiny tick in the margin, or the occasional discreet double line, as I did when a student. The spines of much-loved books may be creased, but their pages go unmarked. I do sometimes regret that I've not kept a commonplace book in any sustained way. Is it too late to start, so deep in my reading life? One habit I'm consciously breaking now is that of feeling obliged to finish every book I've started. Was it like the childhood training to eat everything on one's plate, not to be wasteful? Of course, when reading fiction, there is the unquenchable desire to know what happens next. I believe that some readers turn to the end of books first, beyond my understanding. Yet sometimes a narrative or characters are just not compelling enough. There are so many books still to read. I keep putting off Don Quixote, despite my daughter's strongest recommendation. And others I want to reread, and I'm beginning to be conscious that my time for this is more limited than it once seemed. I enjoyed Tim Parks's essay, Why Finish Books? He provocatively suggested that occasionally a reader might stop reading at the point that an author should have stopped writing. I see smokers on the subway or train preparing to smoke as soon as they can find a permitted place, fingering their cigarettes, rolling their tobacco. Fortunately, my habit is portable and not prohibited, but I'm fidgety too if I find myself on a journey without a book to hand. Sometimes I resort to a discarded metro for that whiff of print. I can't imagine a day without its reading hour.